This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States will support an inclusive, credible Haitian government. Laura Lachman, the State Department's acting deputy assistant secretary of state for Western Hemisphere Affairs, told VOA Wednesday. Lachman was part of a U.S. delegation President Joe Biden dispatched to Haiti on July the 11th in response to requests from the government of Haiti for assistance after the assassination of President Jovenel Moise last week. The United States is encouraging Haitian political leaders, civil society, and private sector to find a political solution that will lead to presidential and legislative elections in the Caribbean island nation later this year. Following Moise's assassination, a commission made up of representatives of all sectors of Haitian civil society plans to meet on Thursday to sign a political accord that will name a new president. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is in São Paulo Hospital for tests to determine if he will need emergency surgery because of an intestinal obstruction. The president's office initially said Wednesday he was being examined because of persistent hiccups and that he was feeling well. The president has undergone several operations since being stabbed in the abdomen back in the 2018 campaign. And the Biden administration said Wednesday it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The Operation Allies refugee flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of July will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency, according to the White House. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app via remote.